That isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreak.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. U.S. defense officials condemning a close call in the Strait of Taiwan between a U.S. Navy ship and a Chinese warship. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. destroyer.
Just in the last day, we've seen another incident where one of their ships crossed in front of one of our ships, probably 150 feet or something like that, and that's extremely dangerous.
China says it was in response to U.S. provocation. President Biden signing legislation to lift the debt ceiling and avoid a government default. A federal judge has ruled that Tennessee's first-in-the-nation law that placed strict limits on drag shows is unconstitutional. The judge said the law was unconstitutionally vague and overbroad. The first named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season being downgraded. Forecasters say Arlene is now a post-tropical cyclone and will continue to dissipate. This is ABC News. The mother of Natalie Holloway could soon see the primary suspect in her daughter's disappearance in a U.S. courtroom, though on extortion charges.
The man long suspected in the disappearance and death of Natalie Holloway 18 years ago could soon be on U.S. soil. The Justice Department confirms Peru granted a temporary surrender for Joran Vandersloot, clearing the way for him to be extradited to the U.S. on extortion and wire fraud charges in an alleged plot offering Holloway's mother information on where her daughter's body was buried in Aruba. The Dutch citizen is currently serving time in a Peruvian prison for the 2010 murder of a Peruvian college student. Authorities say he was hospitalized recently after he was severely beaten in prison. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Four workers still being treated for injuries after the partial collapse of a building in New Haven, Connecticut on Friday. The four were among others pouring concrete at the site when the building collapsed, plunging them 30 feet to the basement. A total of eight workers were hurt. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The enticing smell of fresh baked goods, breads, rolls, pies, cookies, and more. This isn't just a bakery. It's Just Dane's Just Bakery, a training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Learn more and order now for your next get-together at justdane.org. Justdane.org.
At Lakeland Care, we build better lives. As a nonprofit organization offering care management in northeastern Wisconsin, our staff lives and works in the areas we serve. Through customized plans designed to help eligible elders and adults with disabilities live independently, we offer a unique, people-centered approach to family care. That's because we know how important it is to remain connected to your family, friends, and community. Learn more about our long-term care options by contacting your county Aging and Disability Resource Center.
It's time to have some fun and make a difference, Waukesha County. Attend the 2023 Habitat for Humanity of Waukesha Dream Builders Gala on June 9th at 6 p.m. in the Domenica Park neighborhood. Help celebrate the accomplishments of last year while helping to create, preserve, and promote affordable housing in our area. Enjoy an upscale barbecue, live entertainment, and the chance to make a real difference in the lives of local families. Register now at HabitatWaukesha.org/events. That's HabitatWaukesha.org/events. Let's build a brighter future together. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
ABC News, I'm Mark Rem.